Girls and boys, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for another edition of the Danny Lakey Late Show Podcast.
It's a podcast!
That is the highest I've ever introduced a podcast. Probably the highest I will ever introduce a podcast. And we talked about gay pets.
You once had your suspicions that your pet was gay?
Well, we can confirm that it's a chance, no doubt about it. Also, ex-flings. We had an ex-fling call me up on the show and I had to guess who they were, seeing if I was shallow and couldn't tell who it was and just tossed them aside like a piece of cardboard. Or if I really do display the empathy that I claim to be capable of and remember our fond trysts. That was on the show. And plus, Dr. Nikki Goldstein, I gave you Chinese names and we spoke to a man who's only drinking beer for the whole of Lent, which is between 40 and 46 days. We never got to the bottom of that.
Enjoy the podcast.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
The Danny Lakey Late Show around the country on 131060 on Instagram as well at Danny Lakey Late Show. Well, I never thought that that swans were gay, to be honest. It just never really came to my attention. I always just thought that swans, geese, hippopotamuses, and all sorts of animals were just a straight conglomerate of pure mating machines. I mean, I just thought it was a job for the
humans. You just thought it was a thing?
I just thought boys and girls were gay. That's all. I never thought about gay animals before tonight. Comes off the back of a headline. Gay swans fight to protect their nest. Yeah. Hot off the press, guys. A pair of gay male swans are off to an animal reserve after attacking several people in an Austrian lake. The swans are apparently protecting their nest, which housed a colourful plastic cup as opposed to an egg. Oh, there's a bit of cuteness
that's
about
cute.
This gay couple, isn't it?
I like them already.
Just nursing a plastic cup, wondering why it won't hatch into a beautiful little swan. Yeah, swans are regarded monogamous. See, I was right. They are regarded as monogamous heterosexual creatures, although Live Science reports that they have been known to cheat on each other and even abandon their partners for another man.
Oh, hey!
Saucy!
Yeah! Love to know on 131060. Is your pet gay?
Do you know if your pet is gay? Every day, yeah, yeah. I want to know if your pet is gay.
131060, is your pet gay? I'd love to know. I had a story. There was my old manager at a clothing company. He swore that his cat was gay. He was always rubbing up and down, except the male cat was gay for human men.
Oh.
And I thought that was blurring the lines. I thought the cat was more of a, like, so practicing bestiality almost.
Pick up another gay male? Or just all males?
Yeah, like boy, like human men.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, like hairy-legged men. He'd, like, rub up against them and he'd...
Flirty.
Finish off that little cat bar penis of his. Oh, that's what gay cats do. That's what gay cats do.
I don't need that image.
Ashley in Sydney, you got a gay pet?
Yes, we had gay ducks.
Oh, nice. Cute.
Now, when you say gay ducks, this is good because there's nothing worse than one gay duck getting bullied by all the heterosexual ducks. Was there another duck and they had a little gay duck affair?
Yes, I had two male and a female, and one male was constantly on top of the other male some reason. Never went near the female.
How ugly would the female duck feel in all this?
Could be left out.
Couldn't get laid in a pond full of ducks. Did they, like, so they were just, I mean, how does it work? Does ducks have little duck penises?
I don't know. All you see is the duck attacking the other duck and it's on top of it.
Yeah,
a bit of humping.
Yeah, rigorous duck sex. I know the stuff. 131060, do you have a gay pet? I mean, I was expecting the cats and dogs calls. But if you've got a gay duck, a gay hamster, a gay rabbit,
Bring it on.
The sky's the limit. It's 2019, guys. I don't know what we're going to get next.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
The Danny Lakey Late Show around the country on 131060. Is your pet gay?
Do you know if your pet is gay? Every day, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'd love to know if your pet's gay. It never struck me before. It does bring back memories. I always thought my mate was joking when he said that he had a gay cat. Big Gay Tom, they called him. He was a tomcat as well. He was big and he was gay. And he loved a man. That's the thing. He wasn't interested in male or female cats. He was just interested in humans.
Human males.
Male legs, to be more specific. Ooh. Yeah. He used to get that barb lock on. There was no escape in Big Tom's grasp.
Ooh.
I can only call it how I see it. I didn't see it. I don't know why I'm calling it.
You just made this. You're describing it up in your head.
Look, it comes off the back of a couple of swans. Two male swans that are fighting off people and have to be removed from an Austrian lake because they're protecting their nest, which housed a colourful plastic cup as opposed to an egg. These are just two swans who want to adopt a small little goose.
It's a very cute romantic story.
Yeah. There are gay penguins as well. They've been known to steal real eggs from straight birds in an attempt to become fathers as well.
That's theft.
Well, it's theft, but I hear they do just as good a job, to be honest.
Theft
Amy,
with love.
In Sydney on 131060, you got a gay pet?
I do. I have a gay sausage dog.
How convenient.
Oh, that's cute.
I bet he'd love other sausage dogs.
He loves
a sauce. He's actually... Yeah, he actually, he doesn't like any other dog except for male dogs. And when we, the first time when we introduced him to another dog, he just decided to go straight for the other dog's genital.
Yeah.
Loves the sauce. Yeah.
That's what gay sausage dogs do. They love a sausage.
Yeah, the sauce.
Yeah, and we didn't know what he was doing until we realised and we thought, oh my god, he's gay.
What's his name?
His name is Stretch.
Little Stretch the
sausage. Yeah, nice. Oh, that's good. I love a gay sausage dog. Sandra in Melbourne on 131060. Do you have a gay pet?
Yes, I've got Max, who's an Australian Silky Terrier.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you know how male dogs like to, they cock their leg to go to the toilet or mark their, you know, their scent?
Sure.
Max has never cocked his leg. He just does a little squat, and he's never marked his scent either. Like, he rarely goes to the toilet, but he just does a little female squat. He's never cocked his leg.
He's one of those. He's a feminine gay. He's a little twink dog.
Our little gay Australian Silky.
Can you send us a photo of Max on our Facebook? I'd love to see him.
Yes, I can.
I reckon gay sausage dog and gay Max would make a fantastic little couple.
Get them together.
I heard gay sausage dog's a real dom, and that'd be great for a submissive little Maxie. Thanks, guys. Tabitha in Coffs Harbour. You got a gay pet?
Yeah, I was on a farm and we had a gay... bull.
Wow, now we're not mucking around now.
This is
real gay bull territory. Oh, yeah. One can only imagine if you found another gay bull in the pen. That's the thing. It's all fun and games, a little sausage dog and a little female terrier.
But a bull.
Two bulls going at it, hammer and tongs. Far out. How did you know how did you know he was gay?
he wouldn't go near any of the female cows, only onto the steers.
Thanks, Tabitha. Jack in Dubbo, you got some gay pets?
Yeah, mate, I got a pair of gay rabbits and their sister.
I love that he's a proud gay rabbit, yes. Now, he always was. Some people, they have a little difficulty, but others just like fish to water. Come out loud and proud.
Yeah.
So they're two female, because, it's all been gay guys so far, gay guy pets. A couple of lesbian rabbits.
Yeah. Right.
Can we hook them up with one of those Love Honey Rabbit vibrators, producer Jack? I bet they'd love that.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
It's time for Danny Lakey's X-Fling Trackdown. What could possibly go wrong here?
I'm excited for this because you keep a list of all the flings that you've had.
It's a great thing. People,
no, it's weird. No,
you're representing it like it's a wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, forget him sort of thing. They're just another notch on my bedpost. Far from the truth. I make sure to keep a list so that I never forget any of the cherished, special, intimate moments I share with a member of the opposite sex.
Do you put details or is it just names?
I put names, nicknames, details.
Would love to see this list.
Sometimes the details, though, are very small. Like, it is just like a place. That's what you've listed.
Well, that's sometimes how I can remember them as well. Sometimes the names double up.
This says, like, beach girl. And we're like, how are we supposed to track down that?
Girl from Mountain.
I don't reckon you can remember every single person. I don't think this list helps you.
The list is very effective, guys. The list is very,
well, we're
very
about
effective.
To find out, aren't we?
Oh, God.
Can Lakey remember the X? Because we have one on the show. A lady that he used to know. Who Lakey slept with long ago.
Oh, all right. I'm nervous. We cross to a girl who apparently I've had a bit of a fling with before. Hello, girl. I've had a bit of a fling with before.
Hello.
Oh, I hate this. I hate it. My mind goes a million. The second the hello comes, my mind goes a million miles an hour. People sound very, very similar on the bloody phone. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Oh, not that good. Not that good.
Not giving much away.
Not that good. Oh, I'm sensing an Australian accent, so I assume that we made sweet, sweet, passionate, hot love somewhere in this land before, yeah?
Yes.
That's the trouble. I've been to a lot of places. There's a lot of overseas components that I always need to think of. What state was this in?
It was in New South Wales.
Oh, no. This is... No, because I was suspecting Victoria. I had someone in my mind. And I thought it was Victoria.
Oh, my God, you're wrong.
I thought it was at a hotel in Victoria. Okay, it definitely wasn't at a hotel in Victoria, huh?
No, not Victoria.
Okay. It was at my house or your house?
Yes.
My
your
house.
Your place.
How many times?
once.
Oh, no.
Oh, this is going to be hard.
A one-nighter. Well, there could have been a one-night. I don't have one-nighters. I don't even drink anymore. It's not like that. We must have definitely had a couple of dates or something. Sure.
We had a couple of dates beforehand, yeah.
Oh, damn it. Damn it. See, this is where I need the list, guys. This is where
I need
the
list. No, you don't. Ask about the dates.
Okay. What did we do for a first date?
So the first date, we had like a brunch sort of thing.
Brunch, yep, classic. So this is the thing, Shuli. I always am doing brunches. I'm doing brunches and lunches.
God.
24-7. 24-7 around lunch and brunch.
Not going well.
How long ago was it?
Towards the end of last year.
Come on, Danny. That's like 3 months ago.
The last 3 months.
I know, like, come on.
I'm stumped. Producer Jack wants me to ask you, was there hair downstairs or not?
Oh, my God.
Jack.
That's what he's written here.
I don't remember that kind of stuff.
No. No. You don't have to answer that. I mean, you can if you want.
I'm not coming to.
Okay. Damn it. I'm stumped. I really am stumped.
Can I give a clue?
This is... Yes, yes.
She's calling at the moment from the UK.
Are you on holiday? Or you moved there? There's no...
Yeah.
No, it can't be, because I was thinking my ex-girlfriend, my like last proper serious girlfriend, but she didn't move to the UK 3 months ago.
Ask colour hair, you know.
What colour hair? This is
brown hair.
Undisclosed whether you were shaved downstairs. New South Wales
brunch
3 months ago. I'm doing a lot of brunch, Shuey Louie.
Anonymous, did the love session happen only once because it wasn't so great?
Was it good?
No, it was just bad timing.
During the night? At my
it
house?
Yes.
Did I play you the sex?
At night?
Did I play
and
the
in
sex
the morning.
And in the morning. Get around me.
I'm mad.
Nice.
I can't believe you can't get that.
I'm annoyed. This is really pissing me off now. Really, really pissing me off.
And you did play the playlist.
I did, yeah, I would have played the lovers playlist.
Ask what, you know, she does in her spare time, maybe career.
What do you do with this?
Accounting.
No, this is the awkward thing. The more I ask, the more information it sounds to the listener like there's all this information. People don't.
I know.
You don't remember. People don't remember all this.
You shouldn't.
No.
I'd be pissed off if I was anon.
I got it. It's Kate.
Yes. Well done. Oh, Kate, I'm so sorry.
No, now I look like the bad guy. This is what happened with Kate. I was very keen on Kate. And yes, you moved to the UK. But remember, we were supposed to hang out before you left. And you said you were sick. And then I saw on your Instagram story about an hour later that you were down the beach with your friends.
I love it, Kate.
Yeah.
Ghosting.
It's a little
an
hour away. It's a lot easier to go to the
beach. Treat him mean,
keep him keen. You said you were sick, and I saw it on the Insta story, and it broke my heart. No. Oh, yeah.
I was keen as well.
Yeah.
Bad timing.
Well, it was bad timing. Oh, no. Me and Kate, we'll remember each other very fondly, apart from that small blip in the Instagram story.
Definitely.
Yeah. Fascinating.
I'm sorry.
No, I remember all that. When are you coming back?
Should I leave? I'll leave you to it.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
show.
The following content is of an adult nature, and it may make some listeners blush, say, oh my God, or even cause offense. Feel free to turn the radio down in 3, 2, 1.
Dr. Nikki Goldstein.
Dr. Nikki Goldstein!
That's very impressive.
Not bad, is it? Thought about rolling my R's, thought about a big welcome, and then I just fade off into the sunset and let you do your thing, Dr. Nick.
You know what they say, if you can roll your R's well?
What?
Means you're good with your tongue.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah,
so
checks
you
out.
You actually pride checks yourself out. On that.
I do.
So he was just showing off.
Yeah.
All the ladies out there, Danny can roll his tongue.
Oh, Dr. Nikki Goldstein is in the house. She's a sexologist slash relationship expert. If you have a question for her, 131060, you can give us a bell. Prizes up for grabs for all callers that get on the air tonight. Now, Dr. Nikki Goldstein, I've purposely held fire on one of your media channels. I believe it was Instagram.
Oh,
and
good.
I've taken a screenshot here.
Oh, good.
You do a hashtag Ask Dr. Nikki on your Instagram.
I do.
And the question is, why does sex have to finish when someone has an orgasm? And I thought, well, because someone's had an orgasm.
Yes, but the problem is that somebody is normally a guy.
Mm.
And for a lot of women out there, they're sitting there going, well, I'm nearly there and let's keep going. I think there's this urban myth that sex have to finish in an orgasm. Why? Because when you look at the procreation model of sex, you know, the whole motivation to have sex was to have a baby. If we're not having sex to have a baby, then just because one person has an orgasm, it doesn't mean that it has to stop. There's something called afterplay, just as important as foreplay. So if the guy's the one that's had the orgasm, I know that guy's like, I just want to sleep. I want to lay over and just, you know, enjoy it all.
I am spent physically, spiritually, and emotionally after an orgasm.
Get your hand, help the person out next to you, maybe have a little nap, then wake up again and have another crack at it. It doesn't have to end at an orgasm. But that also goes with, it can end without an orgasm. Everyone thinks that it's like the one thing to have sex and to have good sex is an orgasm must be present.
Mm.
Not necessarily. You can still enjoy it without the big O.
100%. I usually fire one off about 3 or 4 hours before I know I'm going to get lucky, just because I prefer to go longer and risk not having one than go off like a party popper at a 3-year-old's birthday.
You just want to put on a good show.
Yeah, I do. No, seriously, like, guys, there's too many raps out there that guys just want to get their rocks off and a wham bam, thank you ma'am kind
some
of thing.
Guys do.
No, some guys do. Yeah. Some guys do.
Not but everyone is deep and emotional as
no,
you are.
No, but a lot of guys, the whole performance anxiety comes from that we are just so desperate to please the other one. And it's, if you said, right, you can either only orgasm yourself, Lakey, for the rest of your life, or no orgasm for you ever again, but guarantee an orgasm for your partner for the rest of your life.
You'd pick that.
I'd take the latter.
It's very mature of you.
Very kind.
Well, I'm a mature
guy.
Should
we put this to the test? Because I actually don't believe it.
What are you talking about? Why would I lie about that?
Yes, but it's one thing to say it and then another thing to live it. So just careful what you wish for.
I'm going to have to take my slippery erection word for that, Dr. Nikki. Liz, in Coffs Harbour. You've called 131060. What's... live cough. Sorry. I was sick last night. What's your question to Dr. Nikki?
Yeah, look, my husband had an accident over 15 years ago and he's got nerve damage in the back of his spine at his neck. And every time he climaxes, he has some shocking pains just shooting up through his body. Have you heard anything like that before?
Well, I have heard of injuries and what happens when you have an orgasm, because your body will, the muscles will tense, and often they can have a flow-on effect to other areas, and especially where there is injuries, even if it's as simple as, you know, a joint pain or anything like that. So if there is severe trauma to that area, then you are going to be contracting those orgasms and potentially having pain there. This is where I actually think we need to be more better at having these conversations with people like physios and osteos. I did a hip injury, and one of the first things I had to ask my osteo was, okay, where can I not put my leg? You know, what positions? And they were saying to me how a lot of injuries, you know, people are too scared to talk about sex, because really for this, it's going to be about how do you relax and have an orgasm, and how do you brace for that, you know, intense contraction, but not have that flow-on effect to the neck and back area. So there are ways to be able to relax, and meditation and looking at kind of ways of deep breathing through an orgasm so it's not as muscular, contractual. I don't even think that's a word. But I would say to also have a conversation to any kind of other practitioners you're going to about different positions or different ways to minimize the impact on the spine.
Mm. I reckon we'll put him in a couple of different positions as well. Put him on a Lyra hoop, maybe. Try some different angles. You never know.
It's not about the position. It's about the muscular contraction.
Yeah, I know. But if the contract upside down, you can't contract.
Yes, you still can.
Yeah, well, you never know. Let's get him in. Let's get him in and hang him up.
We'll do you mind if we hang your husband upside down and just test this theory?
I reckon that could work.
You can try.
Yeah. Bring him in, Lizzie. If you've got a question to Dr. Nikki Goldstein, give us a call, 131060. Get some more on the end.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Danny Lakey Late Show around the country. Happy Hump Day.
The following content is of an adult nature, and it may make some listeners blush, say, oh my God, or even cause offence. Feel free to turn the radio down in 3, 2, 1.
Dr. Nikki Goldstein.
Dr. Nikki Goldstein.
And that's supposed
is
to
in
impress.
The studio.
This is proving anyone? That the R's were the oral sex, but what's that supposed to prove you're good
all
at?
The other things. All the other settings I've got. you can ask a question to Dr. Nikki Goldstein on 131060. She's a sexologist and relationship expert. Justin in Chaganini, you're on the air. What's the cue?
How's it going?
Yeah, bloody good, champ. What's the cue?
Every time I have intercourse with my partner, when I climax, I get really hungry. Mm. So, like, I'll go into the kitchen and smash, like, 6 sandwiches. Mm. I get a bit pissy about it because I don't lay there and cuddle it.
Yeah, right. Are you eating enough vagina during?
Oh, Danny. Okay, well, maybe you need to think ahead and make the sandwiches and put them beside the bed so that when you're done, you can cuddle with, like, one arm and eat sandwiches the other. Life is about compromise, Justin, but it's a very easy thing, right? Sex is exercise. It requires energy, and when you have an orgasm, it also requires energy. So it's very reasonable that you are hungry. You just need to find that happy ground between when you have your sandwiches and making sure that your missus has some snuggle time.
This is a classic example of thinking ahead,
Jamie. Snacks in the bedroom.
Yeah, snacks in the bedroom. Peanut butter sandwich. Rest it on the right shoulder. That way you can eat you can eat from the shoulder and then both hands still. A cup of bosom.
Oh, you mean
right hand around the hip.
I thought you meant
spooning.
Like a doggy style thing. I was like, no.
Dr. Nikki, please. I ask you every week. Please
I
get
went
your
to
mind
another
out of
level.
Gutter.
I went. Please. I did a U just then.
Sarah Newcastle. Thanks, J-Man. Sarah Newcastle, what's your question?
Hi, my question is, what are the chances of getting pregnant from pre-cum?
Okay, so there are a lot of factors when it comes to pregnancy, especially pre-cum. I think the myth is that you can't get pregnant from pre-cum. You can, but it also then depends on where a woman is in her cycle and what type of contraceptive option she's using. So the biggest message with this one is, you know, even though they think the pull-out method works, there is never a guarantee, right? We can get pregnant from pre-cum. So if you do not want an accidental pregnancy at the moment, make sure that you have looked very closely into barrier protection and some form of a contraceptive option.
Yeah, always steer clear of the enthusiastic web, Sarah. Always.
Okay, thank you.
Shannon in Mildura on 131060. What's your question?
How you going?
Blissful.
So my question is, I get real nervous when it comes to oral sex. I do like it, but I just can't bring myself to allow my partner to do it.
Oh, you're the worst. I
know.
You know, this actually is a common thing. I think we've had a few people call in and ask this question, and I know it's very hard with Danny.
When it comes to him, he loves it himself, but I'm so nervous to do it to him as well, and I feel like I'm letting him down.
Well, no, I think you need to work out what particular it is that you don't like. Some people can find it very confronting. So if you're receiving oral sex, some people go, oh, it feels a bit slimy and I don't really like it. If when it comes to receiving it, I would actually suggest for him to start around the thigh region first. You know, it might be some little kisses, some little touches, just getting you used to it, because a lot of people find it very confronting when it's straight into oral sex. It's kind of this shock of, hang on, this doesn't feel right. So it's about warming yourself up to those sensations. In terms of giving it to him, you need to work out, well, is it a smell thing? Is it a taste thing? Was there a bad experience? Is it a size thing? Is it too big for your mouth? You really need to identify the barrier as to why you don't like to give it to him. And keep in mind that if it's something that he really enjoys, it can be such a beautiful turn on, especially with a partner, when you're able to do something that gets them off.
Can I ask, why do you feel so self-conscious about it, Shannon? Because I run into girls like that all the time. Is it the smell? Is it the aesthetic of the labia majoras and minoras? Or does it just not feel right in the gut?
No, it's everything you see on Facebook. You know, all those memes and jokes all about what vaginas are like how they're gross or they're scary or they smell. And personally, like, I feel as though, like, I'm fine, but it's just, it's in the back of your mind, the self-conscious thing of, is there something wrong? Like,
you also need to talk to you about your partner with this and say, you know, and I'm feeling a little bit insecure, you know, I think I'm okay, but I just get stuck in my head that it might taste or smell, and have that conversation with him and get the reassurance from him.
Guys aren't going down there if they don't like it.
If your man's doing it, he
loves it down there. May I suggest a dental dam to start off with?
No, just
baby steps.
Then
transition to Glad Wrap.
No.
And then the full thing. Get thinner and thinner as it goes.
Try a nice shower together. Make sure you feel clean yourself.
Boring.
Well, Dental Dam and Glad Wrap is better, Danny.
Yeah! In the kitchen!
Just a skirt made out of Glad Wrap.
Thanks, Shannon.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Can I give you a Chinese first name?
First name.
Phone's absolutely flooded on 131060. People wanting to get involved and saying, oh, of course. I mean, I've got an English name, that's fine. What if I ever pack up shop and move to Beijing? How am I going to be addressed there? I'm not going to be a John Smith. I'll stick out like a sore thumb. This is the chance to have a Chinese first name. Jade in Werribee. Hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
Very good, thank you. You're obviously a female. Let me ask you a question here. Have you travelled far in your life, either figuratively or metaphorically?
Yes.
Yes. I'll call you Long Wei.
Very fitting. Hi.
I like it. Yeah, I'll change it by default.
Yeah, it means dragon greatness in Mandarin. Verity in Newcastle. Hello.
Yes. Hey.
Are you sometimes incorrect, or perhaps people don't agree with your views?
Yes.
I will call you Shi Wong. Means deep in spirit. Well done, Verity. It's a very nice Chinese name. Highly respectable.
Suits you, Verity.
Kyle in Melbourne. Yes. Hello.
Hi, how are you going?
Good. One question for you. Do you have a strong jawline?
Yes.
I will call you Chin.
Thank you.
Means vast. And greatness. Very respectable name there. Thanks, Kyle. Jessica in Newcastle. Hello.
Hello.
Let me ask you one thing. Do you have a high amount of energy at music festivals?
Yes.
Thought so. I think I'll call you Ping.
Oh, they're very, very fitting.
Means stable. Means stable in Mandarin and Cantonese, I believe, yeah. Jimmy, last call on 131060. Hello, you're obviously a man.
Jimbo.
Yep. I'll just ask you one thing. Do you have a sizable phallus?
Yes.
Yes, thought so. Now, this is tough. I'll refrain from the low-hanging fruit by calling you Hung. Or Dong. I'm not going to call you Dong. That's for sure. But I will call you Wang.
I knew that was coming.
Namaste.
You're waiting for that.
Namaste, Jimmy. Means great hope, by the way.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
The Danny Lakey Late Show around the country on 131060. A world's hardest quiz coming up after 10 o'clock. You're shot to win a Love Honey vibrator. And just when you thought your intermittent fasting was cool, spare a thought for this guy.
For 46 days, there will only be one thing on Del Hall's menu.
I'm going to have all styles of beer.
Yes, beer. Only beer for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
I'm very nervous about it. I've only fasted for 4 days. They think I'm crazy.
Yeah, I do think he's crazy, but we've got him all the way from Ohio. It's Del Hall. Get around him.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
I was apprehensive, wondering how sober or drunk you may sound on the air. You are a third of the way through. Hey, traveling big dog?
So actually, I feel really good. So I feel like I have this like mental clarity. Like, it feels like my vision is better. I know that, like, inflammation is down in my body. So I'm like, the last few days I've been springing out of bed.
How are you attacking the only beer, no food? When you're feeling hungry, do you just go for a beer? Or do you think, well, I better pace these out so I don't get drunk? Or what's the schedule looking like?
So I'm not really a morning like breakfast person anyway.
Right.
So I'm not really hungry in the morning. So when I get up, I just start my day and get on with things. But, you know, sometime in the afternoon, early afternoon, I might start feeling, you know, a bit hungry. So that's when I would have my first beer. And I really haven't been having, multiple beers in one sitting. So I've really been spacing those out. It's worked, you know, swimmingly so far.
So, I mean, we all know the feeling of feeling real hungry and like, God, just fanging a steak or wanting like a big chicken parmy or something. Do you drink the beer and then feel quite satisfied? Or is there a bit in your mind going, geez, wouldn't mind just nibbling on my fingers right now?
So actually, I was thinking about this today. So actually, I kind of miss chewing. I'm not even chewing gum because I don't want any artificial sweeteners in my system, nothing like that. I literally miss chewing. So when I do have a beer, even if it's a big, you know, stout that was made with oatmeal and maybe it had some cacao nib or vanilla or something in that, I do miss that, you know, just, I guess, maybe just instinctually, you know, chewing and digesting.
I'm assuming with all this positive, rousing feedback, the question is not, can you make 46 days? The question is going to be, are you going to continue on like that or do this again?
So I'll cross that bridge when I get there. There's no way that I'm going to continue this past 46 days. You know, but will I do it again next year or the year after? Who knows?
Are you losing weight even with this beer?
So, are you ready?
Oh, God.
I'm down 20 pounds already.
Wow. We're on the metric system down under here, Del Hall. I think that's about 6.5 kilos. That's pretty big. And people will go, oh, my God, that's crazy. But you're not morbidly obese, but you're on the bigger side of things. So 6.5,
sure.
That's a nice weight loss for you at the moment.
Yeah, I was on the radio in Dublin, Ireland this weekend for St. Paddy's Day.
Sure.
And it's a stone and a half.
We have no idea what stone and a halfs are down here. Del Hall, well done. I mean, I was expecting some drunken mess limping to the finish line, but you sound like you're prospering. I'm very happy for you, and you go, big boy. It's what Jesus would have wanted.
Thank you so much.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Around the country, it is the Danny Lakey Late Show. Hundreds of people call for intimidating pole to be removed. Yes. Petition has been handed in to the Wirral Council on Monday night, urging council to remove the 25-foot pole that was in place to improve broadband in Brighton earlier this month. Sources say no one has been so intimidated by a pole since producer Jack stumbled across Matt Shervington peeing in a Melbourne alleyway. No, I didn't say that.
This is the world's hardest quiz.
It is. It's the world's hardest quiz on 131060, featuring the word or sound pole in there somewhere. Question number one, a classic childhood game usually played in the pool. Fastest fingers through, Stacey and Werribee. Hello?
Hi.
Classic childhood game usually played in the pool, featuring the word or sound
pole
in there somewhere. What is it?
Marco Polo.
Oh, yeah, Marco
Polo
is correct. Good games. Great memories in the family pools playing Marco Polo. Now, I'm not accusing all children of cheating at Marco Polo, but there was a suspicious amount of correct fish out of water calls. I don't know how they're doing that when they're playing by the rules. Very hard to catch someone in a pool if your eyes are legitimately closed the whole time. Just asking for people to bend those rules. Next question. An Eastern European country known for their beautiful women and heinous men.
Poland.
Oh, geez, you said it, not me. Poland is correct. Yeah, no, it's true. It's true. Obviously, not all Polish men are heinous beasts, but there's a clear commentary around the world that people from Eastern Europe, the women are much hotter than the guys. And producer Jackie, of course, is searching high and low for an Eastern European man. He's on the Google already. But it's true. You go to Russia, the girls are hotter than the blokes. Same as Poland, same as Belarus. Same as Romania, I'm suggesting.
They're terrible.
They are. Thank you. I used to date a Polish woman. She was hotter than me. She didn't understand. That's the thing. But she was weird. She was a stripper and she ate raw bacon.
I just tried to Google like a famous Polish man, but the only thing that came up was the Pope.
Yeah, see, there we go. Rest my point. Rest my case. A phrase used to tell someone they are dirty and or ugly. And that you would not go within 10 feet of them.
10-foot pole?
Well, I'm going to need more than that.
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll just have to buzz you out. Nicole in Cranbourne. It was half the answer, but I'm not just some cheap quizzy whore that's going to drop his pants for half an answer.
I wouldn't touch them with a 10-foot pole.
There we go. I wouldn't touch you with a 10-foot pole. Is correct. Yeah. In a sentence, she saw the Polish man from across the way and said, I wouldn't touch him with a 10-foot pole. Correct.
That's it.
Quite severe, really. Quite severe, considering. Like, literally. Ralph Lauren is famous for what type of men's clothing?
Polo.
Yeah, fair enough. Polo is correct. Ooh, nice Ralph Lauren polo. Ooh, I've already judged you. Final question. Name the famous movie that has this quote in it.
Tina, you fat lard, come get some dinner.
I couldn't hear that. Can you play that audio again?
Tina, you fat lard, come get some dinner.
I don't know.
Gonna have to move along, Nicole in Cranbourne. That breaks my heart. Also breaks it also breaks my heart. The next in the line was Calypso. What a cool name. Would have loved to have chatted to Calypso about how she got a Calypso name. We go to Jason instead. You are equal in rights as a human, but nowhere near as entertaining when it comes to your name.
Well, I'll try my best.
We'll all die wondering how Calypso got a Calypso name. Do you know the answer, Jason?
I sure do. Napoleon Dynamite.
Could have been Calypso. Could have been. Slipped right through Calypso's fingers. Oh, to the victor go the spoils. Well done, Jason. I love honey vibrator for you. You can use that for yourself or pass it on to your wife. Jeez, I bet Calypso's spewing. I bet she's shaking in her boots wondering what could have been. You've charged that bad boy up and gone full Calypso. Stage 11 Calypso she would have gone, but we'll never know. Well done, Jason. Congratulations. Teeny a fat lard. Go get some dinner.
Fat lard. Dinner.
This is the T-Mix.
Guess you could say things are getting pretty serious.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
No use calling now, though. The end of the show. We'll shut up shop for the night. Nah, business hours are between 9 a.m. and 11 p.m. No chance. No chance. Of course, before we go, a final thought by myself. Producer Jack's been scouring Facebook looking for some of the adults who are crying out for attention in almost trollish form. And Shuey Louie is calculating the moment of the show and will reveal it any second. Final thought, guys. We underappreciate our tongue's ability to easily detect hair. Sticks out like a sore thumb, doesn't it? The old hair.
That is the worst feeling in the world.
Are you one of those people that will give back, like, a soup if there's a hair in it?
Absolutely.
Oh, yes. Are you?
100%.
Oh, gosh, come on. I'm not going to eat the hair, for goodness sake. I'm not going to buy in that there's a billion pieces of bacteria on an eyelash and then think it's scalded the whole pumpkin soup. Put everyone back 20 minutes in their schedule. Poor hospitality workers. Eyelashes fall out of eyes, guys. Deal with it. It's the risk you take.
I'm that person returning it straight away.
God.
Nah, I bought a really cheap toothbrush. So lately when I've been brushing my teeth, I will...
Oh, the bristles.
Yeah, the bristles.
They de-bristle.
So I'm like using my tongue a lot lately filter those through.
I've never had a de-bristler. No, I always spend my money. Colgate.
Oh, no.
What are you getting? One of those $1 ones from the reject shop?
I live in a house chair, so I have to get the same colour all the time.
Oh.
Get an electric toothbrush, both of you, please.
Oh, no way.
No chance. Those things are so 1999. Producer Jack... scaling the interweb for some of the saddest adults claiming to have their life together.
Today, this guy actually might be the sad adult. So, a Melbourne business owner has claimed that he is sick of diners taking photos of their meals and that patrons need lessons in modern table manners.
Oh, but you've got to get that gram.
Well, you just live and let live, I say. I mean, I understand people want to take the shot. They feel like they're not living a prospectful life and they want to show off to their friends. The waiters got no issue in that.
But old people, just anything to do with technology at the table. My dad would always tell me off for having my phone at the table.
It's a great story.
So, Daniela Jones wrote, she agreed. She's like, yes, enjoy your food and company and put the phones away. God, I miss the old days.
There will never be a time in the future where that's the only saying that will never go out of fashion. I miss the old days.
Yeah.
People are just afraid of change. They realise they were slightly more successful and happy as a child and then blame the rest of society when the serotonin isn't dripping between their ears anymore. You got to fix it yourself.
Yeah. Paul, I think he is a bit of an older guy, but he actually doesn't seem to have an issue with it. He wrote, if someone wants to show a friend located far away a photo of a meal they are having, what is the harm? Some people overthink matters. Just relax.
I love Paul.
Oh, yes. Well done, Paulie. Well done, Pauliosis. I love that. Should we lure him over to the night?
There's a viral story going around about a delivery guy who's meant to be this hot delivery guy, got invited to this girl's house. Nothing happened, but we thought, do you get saucy with a delivery guy? And the guy on the phone was just very confident, wasn't he?
There were too many red flags about this guy claiming to be picking up on the job.
Oh, well, I'm actually a postie, and I hook up about 4 to 6 women a week.
No, you don't. Really?
Oh. Yep.
The yep. And the very empty yep at the end.
Off air, he told me 2 to 3. So he just got on air and thought, right, here we go.
His story changed a lot. And when you think postman, you don't automatically think pool cleaner, do you? I reckon he's protested too much. If he rings up again, I'll go to where he lives and I'll follow him around on his bike all day and we'll see if he can even catch one fish that week. No chance, I reckon. Oh, good show. Thursday night, of course, tomorrow night, we'll figure out another Australia's Fastest Survey Worker. Now, I understand Constantino was in last night. Under impression, he'll be in again tomorrow night.
No.
Disappointing.
No. The Danny Lakey Late Show.